Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Sergio Estrella?
Yes, sir.
I am calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And may I know, are you 21 years old or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices?
High chance.
And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
And may I know your race?
Mexican.
And I don't want to bother you, but may I know your age as well?
40.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different issues that may concern some people say that when the president and the Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you and to have them focused on. You can use 10 for the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it is seen important at all. Remember, you need to use a 0 to 10. This is the first one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
5.
And what about making college more affordable?
6.
And reducing substance abuse in our communities?
6.
What about improving K-12 education?
10.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino communities are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I'll say it's about the same.
And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community? And which of the following do you feel are the most negative impact in the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2. Ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Cigarettes, opioids, and fentanyl. Marijuana and other cannabis products. Vaping or other things you have in mind.
Probably going to be vaping and cigarettes. Alcohol.
Thank you. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I don't think so.
And now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, just tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar at all with the product. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Not familiar.
What about heat not burn tobacco products?
Not familiar.
What about oral nicotine pouches?
Not familiar.
Okay, and I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you know, smoking cigarettes and have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market.
Okay, the promotions.
Okay, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of both are you agree with more. Okay, the statement A is, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are banned and promote less harmful alternative to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternative pose less health risk to adults who smoke and thus around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. This is the first one. And this is the second one. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine and tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. Which of those two statements do you agree more, this first one or the second one? The first one is harm reduction, and the second one is too dangerous.
The first one, harm reduction.
And somewhat or strongly agree with that?
Somewhat.
Okay. And will you say the vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
No, it's just as harmful. They're both the same. With different harms.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using the same scale from 0 to 10, that you strongly agree with the statement, which is 10. 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0, you don't agree with the statement at all. Remember, to use 0 to 10. This is the first one. We know that cigarettes contain a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Do you agree or you do not agree with that?
I think it causes other types of harm to the body, but I don't know if it's been studied long enough to figure out if it's causing cancer, but it does cause problems in people, though.
And how can you rate it? From 0 to 10, from 0 that you don't agree, and 10 to that you agree the most?
I agree.
And can you name a number between 0 to 10?
6.
Okay. What about the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health? The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
I agree, 10.
And this is the last statement. Many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year, it's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can just pretend that isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year.
Agree. 10.
Okay. Okay, and sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reductions, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or do you do not agree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat. I think it has to do with more than just that.
Okay. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Thank you. And, okay, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions were for statistical purposes only, but what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, postgraduate?
Postgraduate, master's degree.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
married,
divorced, widowed?
Married,
okay.
Married.
And do you have children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
And how you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong or not a strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Trump.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time. This is everything that I need today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good day as well.